My name is Lori Helms, and today I'd like to share with you my story. I started coming to Gettysburg Foursquare just under 2 years ago, but my journey to find God started a long time before that. It is easy to look back now and forget how painful the journey was when it began. For me, my personal sadness and struggle started as a child when I was a victim of 15 years of physical abuse by my father. The abuse that my sister and I both suffered caused turmoil in the family and also enabled my belief that I was not worth anything. I spent the next few decades trying to fill the void of a painful childhood with anything and everything except God. Sure, I believed in God, but I didn't know God. And because I didn't know God, I grew very angry, bitter, and full of shame. I sought after men who didn't treat me well. I sought after things that could be a temporary fix to a deeply rooted problem. I suffered from anxiety and depression for years of my life. And twice in my 30s, I had made a plan to end my life. I didn't understand why I had to go through this. I didn't understand why I was not good enough. But God was always there as my protector, my healer, my strength. I just wasn't seeing Him. Until I started to see His goodness and feel His strength, I was lost. When I was 19, my dad was diagnosed with lung cancer. After he finished his chemo and radiation, we all realized he was going to live, and my dad became a changed man. He went from being a pretty bad guy to a man who turned to God and changed his ways after being diagnosed with his cancer. My dad apologized for the hurt he caused and spent the last 13 years of his life being a good father and an even better grandfather. For the first time in my life, I saw the healing power of God as He allowed my father to overcome his cancer. My dad took a job serving others in prison and spent his last 13 years making a difference in the lives of those deemed a waste of life. He worked hard to become the things that he wasn't in the years past, and he became the kind of father he probably always wanted to be. When I was 32, my dad passed away from his cancer, and that same year I found myself being a single mom of two kids. I felt alone, abandoned, and sad. These are the toughest years, because I witnessed what God could do in the life of someone else, but I could not accept God into my life. Right before my dad passed away, I was at one of his chemo appointments. I went to the bathroom and I heard God say, "You are to be a nurse." I couldn't shake that feeling, and after my dad passed away, I was working full time. I enrolled in school and put myself through nursing school, earning a second degree, a hard degree, and doing this as a single mom with two kids. In these years, I grew further from God, relying on the companionship of men to fill the gaping wound of loneliness, inadequacy, and despair that I had been feeling. My worth was tied up in what men thought and not what God thought of me. And to be honest, I viewed myself as having no worth. I was just existing. I graduated with my degree and then hated my career choice. And guess who I blamed? You bet. I blamed my punching bag over the last 30 years, God. I said, "I followed you, and now I'm stuck in a job I hate. I'm alone with two kids, and unwanted by any man, and I'm going to be alone forever." Negative self-talk, fueled by not knowing what real love was, continued to escalate my self-loathing and bitterness. It took a few more years of bad relationships before I was just at my breaking point, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. I allowed myself to become so distant and angry at God. I had gained a ton of weight, and I felt my worst. Late April of 2018, I had a plan to end my life. This was the time where I was at my lowest, and thankfully, the plan had not been followed through. It was at that time that my dear friend, who was always telling me how much God loves me, invited me to a concert. I sat in a Mandisa concert in May of 2018 and finally allowed God into my life. She spoke a story that was exactly what I had gone through. Feelings of loneliness, sadness, depression, thoughts of self-harm, and anger at God for not giving me what I want. This is the key. I was angry that I didn't get what I had wanted. I was angry at God who made me, who loves me, who is goodness, for not giving me the ill-conceived dreams I thought that I wanted. That was my light bulb moment. As I sat in that audience, I allowed myself to surrender to God, my Father God, who shielded me, who allowed my abuser to heal and become better, who tried to make up for the bad, for men who weren't right, and they left me so that I would not continue to live a life of shallowness and chasing after them instead of chasing after God. He had said to me in that concert, "Let all of this go." I started from that day on, one baby step at a time, submitting to God's love for me. I allowed myself to build a relationship with Jesus. I started going to Gettysburg Foursquare and followed God's plan for me. I started to learn about Jesus. And let me tell you that if you don't know Jesus, I ask you today to simply ask yourself, what do I have to lose? Jesus is all that you've been searching for. Obedience to God, following His will for my life, and walking with Jesus, that's what saved my life, changed my life, and it became my life. I started living the way God wanted, and when He said, "Start living the life I want for you," and I submitted all the things that I was doing wrong, oh my, the goodness of God flowed into my life. I joined a life group with Jerry and started to learn how to read and journal my Bible. I work hard at listening to what God is telling me, and so often God talks to me in those moments about Jesus. I love Jesus. He is that man that I was seeking all along. He is the man that I longed for, and His goodness filled my heart with more than I could have ever imagined. I was baptized in February of this year, 2020, and helped to baptize my son, the most life-changing day of my life. And since that moment of complete surrender and of rebirth to be a child of God, a new life began. That nursing degree that I hated and I blamed God for, yes, it got me the job of my dreams. I now work at home. I'm able to be there for my kids. And I work at the most meaningful job of my life. I didn't have to be the kind of nurse that I did not want to be. But earning that degree and following what God told me to do, it led me to the most fulfilling career in my life. I rebuilt the damaged relationship that I had with my mom and my sister. Sure, it's not perfect, but I learned to forgive my mom for allowing that abuse. And I realized that when children go through trauma, oftentimes we distance ourselves from those things that remind us of that trauma. But I do reach out to my sister more than I ever have, and although we won't be BFFs anytime soon, we're way better than we were. I reconnected with my beautiful children. The years of being a single mom took a toll on our relationship because too many times I was focused on my sadness and felt my children were a distraction of my need to wallow in self-pity. But God allowed me to return to being that amazing mom that I once was and allowed healing into our little family. And my weight. When I started to believe I was God's child and that He loved me, when I started reading my Bible and listening to His words, and when I allowed Jesus into my heart, I started to believe that I am worthy. I am enough, and I am good because God is good and He doesn't make mistakes. He made me, and I wanted to honor Him. I started reading all kinds of books on Christian subjects. I prayed, and I learned grace for myself and for others. The importance of the weight coming off wasn't for vanity, but to honor God and to be able to live a long life so that I can sing His praise and share what He's done in my life. I have made amazing friends, and they became my family. And I started to become me and get back to being the athlete that I always was. I sleep on a decision now. I never make it in the moment. That helps me to make the right decision because I pray on it. And the decision is God-led, not Lori-led. I owe everything to God. I owe the joy that I feel to God. And I owe my life to God. For He never abandoned me. He was always there for me. It was me who needed to accept Him, not Him needing to accept me. Jesus gave His life for ours. Jesus broke the chains, and Jesus is our personal Savior. If you can see yourself in me, broken, unlovable, depressed, angry, know that where I stand today was only possible because of Him. There is a song that I love called Reckless Love. These words tell of a story of a father who continues to chase after his daughter. At least that's how I see it. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. And when I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. These words express exactly what God has done for me. He was always there, and He is always there. And what He has for you is bigger and better than anything you could dare dream for yourself. Listen to God. He is always there in your ear. What is He telling you that you've been too scared to follow? You are worth it, and I am worth it. Allow God in. Surrender to Him, because the life you want is what God has planned. Weather the storms, process the heartbreak, and forgive. Learn to forgive yourself and learn to forgive others. Accept Jesus and walk alongside of Him, and follow God's plan, however hard it is, because at the end of the journey, God's plan for your life is greater than anything you would have dreamed for yourself. Thank you for allowing me to share my story. My name is Lori Helms.